Florida's newest and best in radio, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM.
Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long. Well, good afternoon and good morning and good day for everybody tuning in right now. This is Sunshine Radio and, of course, 96.7. It's also WVETOnlineRadio.com. And this is Keith, the boss of the beach, voice for veterans. We do this show every week because we're committed to one thing: information, entertainment, education, and fun times. We're going to be adding a lot more music to what we do because we specialize in making sure that any of our veteran musicians who are in this area or throughout the country who need a voice, we're the voice for the musicians who are veterans who want to get their music played and heard and done with. So we want to thank everybody now for tuning in and listening. We have several subjects that we're going to hit today. Some of them are based on the fact that there's some new VA services being offered, of course, in our great community here, St. Petersburg, Pinellas County, and of course, Tampa, Hillsborough, and all the surrounding counties down to Manatee, and of course, north of here. We know that you're listening, and we know that you take care of all the veterans in your area. And that's why right now I'm going to take my time and visit several of our VSOs in this community. Today, I'm right here at VFW Post 39, the oldest post in the South. Been here for years. It's still a wonderful VFW post. They have a lot of activities that come through here. So stay tuned. Go on your website. Look it up, VF Post number 39, and look at some of the activities that they have coming up, and I want you all to support them any way you can. Even if you're not a veteran, you got a cousin, uncle, aunt, nephew, or somebody who's a veteran, and I want you to go out and do something on their behalf. Post is working on something that we call El Cajon. And, of course, I'm going to have the lady who's in charge of that come on the phone with us in a little bit and just say hello and thank of y'all who supported this post year after year after year after year. And she's still here. She's been here for years. She's a wonderful post host. She takes care of everything. We have good people in here just enjoying themselves. And we want you to know, right here on Central Avenue, downtown St. Pete. Look for it. I'm going to mention something right now because it's something that we need to be talking about. And that is COVID-19. COVID-19 has got some variances that are popping up, and more states are now having to reenact mask protocols. Hopefully more people will get their vaccines. Don't forget to get tested if you're going to travel. But I want you to know, all of our locations, especially James Haley, especially over here in St. Pete, we have a lot of activities here, but we also have a lot of locations. If you're in Tampa, check with the James Haley. Let them tell you what they can do to help maybe get you a test or get your shots taken care of. We know it's important, and we're supporting that activity. For those who are not sure about it, feel free to contact us, of course, WVETOnlineRadio.com. Come to our website and contact us. Let us know what your questions are, and let's see if we can answer them. COVID-19 has not left the planet. It is not going to leave the planet. But since we're all soldiers of one kind or another, even though a veteran is still a soldier, help, let's stamp this thing out. You know, for years, polio was a problem. And we know that it was a lot of veterans back in those days who stood up and helped stamp it out. We need veterans' help on this front now. When I got my shots, I'll be honest with you, I got pictures of me on the website, and of course, the National Guard came out and took care of all of us. So I want you to know you got a lot more help than you think you have, and we want you to stand tall and make sure that everybody it's a chance to live past this time in our life. VA disability compensation. You may be entitled to a 100% rating. And of course, if you can't work due to your service-connected disabilities, you're eligible. What the VA is not telling you is something that we're here to try to guide you to. The VA typically, and of course, underrated PTSD, and of course, mental claims of 30% or below. That's now changing. Go back, get a reevaluation, and make them say, okay, we're glad to have you, and they will. You've also been entitled, of course, to additional compensations for various secondary conditions caused by your service-connected disability. Call for more information, and you can call us WVET, or you can call your VFW. You can call your American Legion. And in St. Pete, call your Veterans Administration office in this downtown 501 First Avenue North. Let them give you some information as to the changes. Do you have Medicare Part A and B? Most of us do. We've finally made that round. But if for some reason you haven't gotten that, I want you to know that it's up to $144.60 per month reimbursed into your Social Security check each month. Please get the facts. Get them right here. Of course, this is, again, right here, ready for you anytime. And if you're hearing us now, you know you're paying attention. And we appreciate it. That's one of the things that I wanted to mention today, because there's a lot of agents out here now promoting it. But the ones who are taking care of the veterans, get them from the VA. And they will give you all the information you need to make sure that you get the help you need and get some of that money reimbursed. And of course, like I said, you can receive up to an extra $1,700. That's $144 a month times 12. Makes a nice little piece of change back for you. And we want you to take advantage of it. Do not pass this opportunity up. And like I said, one more time, we're at VA Post 39 Central Avenue, right down here in St. Petersburg, Florida. And the street is changing, and they've cleaned it up. But the VA has always been here and done a wonderful job, and we appreciate them. We want to say thank you for this segment. Just give me a few minutes, and I'll be right back. Stay tuned for this little piece of music.
Ashes of another life, I knew I lost the only way out of this prison that I made. I look away to face the light to guide me out of this fading disarray that burns me out. So stressed I feel, mayday, 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 mayday. I scream,
welcome back. I'm glad you all enjoyed that little piece of music. We always going to stick some music in between because we know that people listen to music, but they take time to pay attention to conversation. We want you listening and then paying attention. I want to say thank you to that and one of our great artists from this area, Gino Lexus. He's got a wonderful song, and we're going to make sure that we play that today. It's wonderful, and I want you to hear it. It's got a message in it. There are two things when it comes to news that we've been paying attention to, and it affects us in this area because we have a large contingency of both Latin and Haitian people who work in the Tampa, St. Pete area. They work in all the fields. They've been here, and of course, our Latin community is huge in the Tampa area. And we see the problems that they're having in Cuba. Yes, they do affect us. in Florida. We have a wonderful Cuban community, especially here in the Tampa area. And we want to support them for whatever they're doing, and especially all of our veterans. We have a lot of veterans who came to this country, who stayed because they signed up for the military. We want to make sure we take care of those. I'm understanding that some of them have been deported by mistake. We don't want to be a part of that. We want to be a part of keeping those people here working and supporting them, whatever they do. Our shout out goes to all of our people in the state of Florida who support our Cuban and our Haitian people who've come and joined us here in this state and have gone all the way across this country and are doing good, especially our veterans. Many years ago, I did a big event, a run, 5K run in South Florida. And they did the same thing here. They did the boat thing here. And I never knew until there that the honor guard, all the five flags that were held up and marched down in the run, one of them was from Haiti and the other was from Jamaica. And they were all veterans. We want to give them now praise. That's why we support U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy. And we also support, of course, the Chamber of Commerce, which is opening an office here. Our chamber here is a good one. But we want everybody to know one thing. Chambers are places where businesses operate. And we want those people to remember. Find a business that's veteran supported. Okay? I'm going to talk about one of our things that's coming up. J-A-H-V-A, James A. Haley, Veterans Hospital, Blood Drive. With One Blood. That's going to be, of course, at 13,000 Bruce Downs Boulevard in Tampa. We want you to come. 6 hours. Event, James A. Haley Veterans Hospital. I gave you the address. Again, that is 13,000 Bruce B. Downs Boulevard in Tampa. Everyone can come by and support this blood drive. We don't want you to think that anybody's being eliminated. If you got a family member, maybe you're the veteran, but the family member is able to come, please send them. Make sure that they do it. And what you're going to expect is a lot of good information, but you will be getting your blood tested and you will be okay. They will be taking some of that blood and keeping it at the blood banks, so maybe your blood will help somebody else. That's why we support this event. The next thing is a new VA clinic coming to serve veterans in Pinellas County. Now, being a new VA clinic does not change the fact that you have other locations right here. But at least right now, you know where it is. Clearwater, Florida, a new veteran outpatient clinic is under construction in Clearwater. The site will be significantly expand the Pinellas County footprint to help and meet the demand of all of our veterans, of course, supporting Daytime's Veterans Affairs healthcare system. They're going to be close by, but they'll be in support of that. So be sure, stay tuned for more information. I do want to say one thing. One of the road to getting well says experience some of the hiccups with Veterans Affairs, but most of them are being gone. Most of them. Not all of them, but most of them. So don't be afraid to look at some of the new things coming to this area. But this one is already being done. It's going to be a new 25,000 square foot facility, and it's now under construction, like I said, right off Highway 19, right there by the Countryside Mall. So if you're up in that area, feel free. Come on by. Please support that new area. Of course, you could be, and it's right on the line for Pinellas County transportation. Okay? And for those who have that post-traumatic stress disorder, this is one of the locations where they're going to highlight making sure that you can get the right registration and get help. So please support this organization. We know that they're going to be doing some big and good things. Now, for the rest of us, what else can we do? Okay. What else can we accomplish? Where can we find more information? Well, of course, right here. And I did want to say, sure, and understand, we support all of them. Post 39, right downtown. And I'm sitting right here in the post, and they have a big event coming up real soon. We're going to be talking about that in just a minute. All right. We're going to go to one more subject that I really like to talk about. And that is, what's happening to those veterans who are doing well? I want to say thank you for all those who are still listening, who are paying attention. I'm going to have the lady who's in charge of this nice VFW to come online with us and say hello and invite you out to some of the activities they're doing in just a few minutes. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're good. Hi, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and I'm standing here with a veteran, and he's going to say hello to the audience right here in St. Petersburg. Of course, we're at VA Post, number 39. Tell them your name.
My name is Paul.
Oh, hey.
What's up? What's up? Hey, what's up? Paul, I'm a VFW Post 29 currently, but my I am a VFW Post 424 boy. Shout out to all you guys. Peace out. Have a good weekend.
Well, you heard it right here live. And his fiance or daughter or cousin or somebody sitting here with him. And she said, good friend. Say hello. Just say hello.
Hello, everybody.
We got it live right here. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Got it.
That's one of the best things you can always do. And let's say hello to all of those who served. And he served. And proud, and I appreciate him coming on the radio saying hello. Again, the old LM tape VFW right here. Boy, I sure appreciate it. Every time I run into one of our veterans who's still out here doing stuff, I want to make sure that they get their voice in, because it makes a difference if you hear people who are local. And we want to push the local situation. All right? Tired of fighting? Oh, we don't have to fight no more. Veterans of foreign wars, and they got a whole listing of them. I want everybody to take the time and look for a newspaper called a bivouac. And I'm looking at the newest edition. We're already talking about activities coming up, not only here, but throughout the three counties. There's four counties, five counties that surround us. There's another location that I want everybody to look at. It's Welcome to Help a Vet, and that's helpvet.net. Helpvet.net. There's a lot more help available in our area than a lot of other areas. Resources, benefits, jobs, diagnosis, programs, news. Helpvet.net. And that's 855-552-HELP, 4357. Please, we're now finding out there's a lot more support for everything that we're doing. And we're going to be the voice to let you know. Okay? We want everybody to know that everything is moving forward. I did want to talk to our partners down there, Waddell McGee, but he's came out of the VA hospital and he's under the weather. So we're going to save his interview for next week. We're talking about some big things coming down the line. And those things that are coming down the line are being supported fully, not only by all of our veterans VSOs, but our active duty military. We want to shout out especially to our Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard. We appreciate all the support you're giving us to help those other veterans who have made a move on, gotten out of the military, but you guys still respect them and you respect what they're doing and they respect you. So we want everybody to know that guess what? We still support our active duty military. For as their young people are coming out of the military, they're going to know what to do to follow us. In the old days, yes, there was a few things going on with VSOs. The five big ones, and of course with AMVET, and of course with our Wounded Warriors organizations, they're all doing very well. But we work with American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, And of course, all those local people in our area that we know need the help. And if you're listening in the St. Pete area, it's 96.7 FM. Pull them up in your car. Lock that number in so that you can constantly hear some of this great local entertainment. And of course, this local music and more and more and more and more information, education. We have it right here. And of course, 96.7 is a wonderful place to stop on your daily activities for good music. Beside our show, which is mostly talk, they have a lot of good music. And especially in this market, they have cultivated the jazz market. Please tune in to some of the great music coming out of the Tampa Bay area and continue to support the jazz platform. I will be talking more every week about all of the other shows that come on beside our jazz show that comes on before us on Saturday mornings. So I kind of push that because I know that you're going to stay and listen to some more good music, and we're going to be real happy with what we get out of this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. I know I'm kicking your morning off. I hope you enjoy the rest of this day. Please try to find a beach or someplace nice to enjoy this. St. Pete Veteran continues to help others who have served with nonprofit companies. That's something that we talk very little about. There are a lot of nonprofit agencies who support veterans, and we want you to know that they are. Please go look at them. Find something about them that you think makes sense. Tampa Bay Veteran, of course, has continued to give back in the community after they've served the United States and is now receiving recognition in exchange for veterans, foreign wars, still serving campaign. Please support it. There's a lot more information. Of course, you can find it, of course, right here, WVETOnlineRadio.com. Or you can tune in, and we especially support our news channel 8 here in this area, because they seem to have stepped up in a big way to support our veterans. We want you to stay tuned for more information, but there's a lot of nonprofit organizations that are still supporting veterans, going out of their way, and we want you to support them, just like supporting us here at WVETOnlineRadio.com, and of course, Sunshine Radio 96.7, but also Radio St. Pete. And we want you to tune in all the time, because they're giving you the best local entertainment, and we're doing the best national entertainment right here, WVET. Please go to the website. Please click on some of the other areas that you have not paid attention to, especially those who say, we support vets too. That's everybody out here in the national organization, and everybody who's in this area, please come on by. We're still here. We're not going anywhere. We're going to stay. All right. Well, we want to say thank you for those who are really supporting these nonprofit organizations, because they have been doing this for a while, and we need to expose them to you. If you're looking for ways to help a veteran, tune in, WVETOnlineRadio.com. Of course, this is Voice for Veterans, Keep the Boss of the Beach, but you can also tune in regularly on one time with Radio St. Pete, of course, 96.7 Sunshine Radio, to give you more information and more entertainment. We want you to know that we are here to service the local community, but we also service the world. We are with American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy, and Burial with Dignity. Next week, we'll be talking at length about the Burial with Dignity summer program that we're working out to help out all of the veterans and all of the family members who now are coming through what COVID was and what still is. People are still dying, and they're dying worldwide, and we have veterans all over the world who support it. But in our area, our veterans and our National Guard are doing their part, and we want to thank them. And don't forget, as you stay tuned to us, we do want to say thank you to our friend and our artist, Gino Lexus. And he has his own website now, GinoLexus.com. And of course, he's supported by our friends over there, the Soundcheck Studios, who recorded this they support vets too. I want to thank everybody going out of their way. Golden Soul is the title song of Geno Lex's upcoming album. And here's the title song, Golden Soul. More to come next week. Tune in.
So I'm bringing music for the soul, cause there's nothing left, trying not to stress. Bills piling on the front steps, majority spent on the groceries with your last check. Trashed it through my face mask in the basket. Seems the whole world wanna see me in the casket before I blast it. Just got some limit and I pass it. Time to go up to God, guess I take my chances. Hey, they ain't trying to take all that and try to bully you until you grab a baseball bat and say, gee, won't you take all back? You probably lose half of your fans if you stayed all facts. I say to those cats, rather pick a side than stay in between. You don't agree, cool, but don't try to intervene. And keep your distance 6 feet if you need to. A disclaimer, you take a chance when I greet you as treat. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how cold. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how low. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how.
Saturday mornings, this is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.